bringing the stories of people just like us directly into your home and learning more about them. This is Trent Speaks. Well, the podcast was in jeopardy of not being broadcast this week. I have recovered from the fever that I had. It kind of scared me for a little bit. I thought I was not going to be able to give you content this week, but I'm glad that I'm here. I'm glad I'm feeling better. The thing is, I really wasn't feeling that terrible, but I had the fever, so I had to take it easy, which I don't know about you, but I hate taking it easy. I just get so bored laying in bed and doing absolutely nothing, or just like not being able to work out, or not being able to like go out and do stuff. Sorry, my phone just dang. I forgot to turn the volume off. All right, so this is going to be a hodgepodge sort of week. I'm going to be all over the place this week. I really don't have one specific topic. Usually how I record these, I put either a topic or who my guest was for this week, and I literally even titled this one Hodgepodge, just because I'm going to be all over the place. I don't expect this to be a long podcast, but usually the ones I don't expect to be long are usually a little bit longer than normal. So we'll jump right into it, as we always do. To me, it's officially summer. Now, I know the calendar doesn't say that, but in my mind, officially summer this past weekend was closing for me. So I am now in an empty building. While I cherish my first year and everything, which it's crazy to think that a year has gone by so already in this hall director position. Gosh, it is nice just to have some quiet and a little bit of a slower pace and everything. I'm sure that soon enough I'll be ready for everyone to come back. But right now I'm enjoying that slower pace and that quietness and everything that comes along with it. Which got me thinking if you have any summer plans. For myself, I get to see my father this summer. I'm also headed to Minnesota this weekend with my wife to visit some friends, Dylan and Megan. If you remember Dylan, he was the second guest here on this podcast in week 3, so feel free to go back and listen to him. About halfway through, so maybe around week, 9 or so, went out to Minnesota, was going to podcast in it. Well, this weekend for sure, next week on the podcast, you will be hearing from Megan. And so I'm excited for that, to podcast with her this weekend, and she'll be a live guest. So it won't be a telephone, so I'm really excited for that. And then also this summer, I'm actually headed for a bachelor party. I'm super excited about that. We're going to go axe throwing. I've never been axe throwing. I'm a little bit nervous, a little bit hesitant. Obviously, I don't want to chop my foot off or chop my shin off or anything like that. I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm sure I'll come back in one piece. Heck, though, if I have to chop something off, I hope it's my right foot. I might have to have surgery again this summer. I had surgery last summer on my left foot. Might have to do it on the right foot. That's going to have to hold off, though, because I'm running a Tough Mudder in September. So a group of us hall directors are training this summer and working out, and we're going to do a Tough Mudder half. So that's 5 miles with 13 obstacles. We're really excited for that. However, the training has been killing us, and we've only trained for like 1 or 2 days at this point. But I'm excited for it. I'm stoked for it. It's going to be a lot of fun, a great experience. A free beer at the end. I say free extremely loosely. $73 I had to pay to do the Tough Mudder. So to me, that's the most expensive beer I've ever had to buy, because it's really not free. As we all know, nothing is truly free in this world. The money comes from somewhere. And in this case, it comes from the registration fee. But I'm excited for it. It'll be a lot of fun. I'm excited for the teamwork aspect, as well as just seeing what obstacles there are. I can go online and I can see the list of potential obstacles, but to actually know what's going to be there is going to be really interesting. As you can tell, my voice is still a little bit hoarse. This morning I woke up and it sounded like, not sounded like, I basically could sing Josh Turner. My voice was so low. So that was a lot of fun to be messing around with that and everything. Speaking about working out, something that I thought of for this week, again, hodgepodge here. Something I thought of for this week was how weather is something that really affects our mood. And you always want to try and push through that. Whether you're in a positive mood or a negative mood, it shouldn't matter what the weather is doing. You should always obviously strive for the positive, whether it's a positive lifestyle or any other positivity. I don't know really where I was going there. Example, so the other day, on our first day of our workout, we were going to podcast. We were going to work out, and it was raining. And so a bunch of us in our group chat and everything were saying, "Oh, do we really want to go work out?" And 90% of us had said, "Oh, no, do we really have to work out? Let's not work out today. The rain is being a big mood killer." And someone said right before the time we were supposed to work out, "So am I actually walking here or not?" And I said, "You know what? Yeah, let's just do it. Let's push through it. We can do it." And so I think you always have to have that positive mindset. That's something that I try to do. And I'm not saying that this was a negative thing necessarily, but in the negative, I'm that person that's always trying to look for the positive. How is this going to benefit other people? How can I make this fun? How can I make this something worth doing where it's not going to be a drag? It's something my chiropractor brought up once, and it's something I've always believed as well, is a positive mindset versus a negative mindset. A negative mindset is going to make you, in my mind, more of a negative person. It's going to have more of a negative aura. It's going to have more of a negative, I guess, vibe or energy that's being given off. Versus a positive mindset, it's going to be a lot more opposite. It's a positive vibe, positive energy. And I think that you can do a lot more good with the positive mindset. You can boost people's moods, boost their energy. Try and make it fun. Try and make it entertaining while obviously still getting the job done or still getting the work done, but looking for the positive in it, because I guarantee you that'll have a more powerful impact on your life than going into it with a negative attitude, because then everything is just going to go downhill from there. But if you're always trying to look at the positive, it's only going to help you and it's only going to benefit you in the long run. So recently I gained another speech. I have another speech in the books, in the works. I can't really give too many details at this point because it's not 100% finalized yet. However, there is a very good chance I'll be speaking in about 2 or 3 months. More to come on that, and I'll share more as everything becomes finalized, as it gets closer. But that's super exciting. This could potentially be the first opportunity I'll have to give the full-fledged talk that I've spent over a year writing out and fleshing out and having people review. So super exciting stuff. I can't wait. I don't anticipate that falling through, but I don't want to give too much information right now just in case. The last thing I want to touch on this week, told you, a short podcast for you. Last thing I want to touch on this week, and I've touched on it before in the Be You, Do You podcast. I touched on it maybe in the very beginning, I'm sure, and I've scattered it throughout many of them. But being yourself and not caring what other people think, living your life. I wrote something else. Oh, yeah. Why care what others think? Seriously, though, why? What are we gaining from other people's viewpoints of us? I know that, obviously, friends and family, their viewpoints mean a lot more to us. Those hold a lot more weight. So you could make a case for those, But what about strangers? What about when I go out into public and people see me? Let's just use them all for an example. Why should I care what those people around me are thinking when I will probably never, ever see them again? What's the point? I'll tell you what, plain and simple. Who cares? Why does it matter? You can be yourself. Do whatever you want to do. So, story time. About 2 weeks ago, Leanne's been telling me a lot how I need a haircut. About 2 weeks ago, I told her, I said, Leanne, I'm going to shave my head again. I don't know how long ago now at this point, but I completely shaved my head by myself a couple months ago. So I said, I'm going to shave my head again. However, the first time I shaved my head, I only shaved like the top middle part of it. And it cracked me up just the way it looked, so I took a picture. So when I was talking to Leanne a couple weeks ago, I said, you know what? I'm going to do that. I'm just going to shave the top middle portion of my head and keep all the other hair around it. Of course, that set her off and that made her not very happy. And she said, well, why would you do that? I don't think that's very professional. She probably said something about what other people will think of you. And she goes, I just don't get it. Are you looking for attention? Is this an experiment for your podcast? And the answer to both of those was a flat out resounding no. No, I'm not looking for attention. No, this isn't a podcast experiment. Well, then I decided I needed to cut my hair. So yesterday, I did just that. I said, you know what? I'm going to do it. It was almost like challenge accepted in a way. Though she never said, I challenge you to do it. I heard this as, I dare you. And my response again was, okay, challenge accepted. So I shaved the top of my head and kept everything around it. I took a picture, and the best way to describe it to you right now is I look like Bozo the Clown when I fluff my hair out on the sides. However, when I took that picture, I realized it was a little bit uneven. So, being the master hair crafter that I'm not, I tried to even it out. Didn't work very well. So then I'm trying to even out both sides. And I finally got it where it's either okay or it's okay enough. So I still have hair all around the back and sides of my head. I just went down a little bit further on the top than what I had originally expected. So I will let you know next week, either before or after Megan's interview, of Leanne's reaction, how that all went. I will also post pictures on my Trent Speaks Instagram, so you can find me on there, at Trent Speaks, and on my Facebook, so if you have me on Facebook, I'll post pictures and a short little video of the actual look around there. I don't want to post until Leanne sees. Now, there's only going to be one of two ways Leanne sees. The first way is going to be, so she's arriving, I'm recording on Wednesday, so technically I shaved my head today, late this afternoon. So she's arriving tonight, Wednesday night, a night before this podcast is going to be posted. So she's either going to see it tonight, but my goal is to wear a hat. However, the problem is going to be sleeping. So she's either going to see it tonight or sometime this weekend. My goal is that she doesn't see it before we leave for Minnesota, so that she can't force me to, or she can't use it against me that I'm not leaving for Minnesota until you shave. We'll see what actually happens, but I'm so excited for it. I know she is going to be so mad. This sounds so bad because I'm laughing. She's going to be so mad. That's not why I'm happy. I just think it's going to be hilarious. I wish I could record her reaction whenever she does actually see it. Oh my gosh, I can't wait. I'll post pictures. I'll let you know how everything goes on the podcast next week. That's all I have for you this week, folks. Be yourself. Who cares what other people think? Do whatever you want to do. For me right now, I just want to try different things. I'm sick of doing the same old stuff with my hair. I've always wanted to try something different with it. I've said this to Leanne before, but for me right now, this is an opportunity for me to do a lot of stuff that Leanne doesn't approve of because we don't live together. So I can shave my head however I want. I can shave my facial hair and craft my facial hair however I want to. Oh, I kept all my facial hair, don't worry. And so I am taking that opportunity, I'm taking advantage of it, because if we were living together right now, this wouldn't last more than half an hour until she got home. I just cannot wait to see her reaction, and I'm hoping I make it to Minnesota before she notices. All right, good people, have a great week. Again, Megan will be my guest next week. Don't forget to check out momlifewiththesmithwife.wordpress.com for the latest blog posts. Have a good one.